Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down, and doing further explorations into the issue of Shlichut. So in this first version of the dispute, Rav is of the position that a Shaliach, who is sent to present, let's say, a shtar, can also become an aid on that action. The Rabbi Shila Amri and Shliach Nasei, they disagree and said he can't. My time to Rabbi Shila, why do they say they can't? Is it because the Mishaleach didn't explicitly say to him, be my aid? If a person gives Kiddushin in front of two and doesn't say to them, you're my aidim, there's not Kiddushin? Of course it's Kiddushin. And the only time when we require such a thing, as Rashi points out, is in the case of Eidud, of Hoda'ah. El Ravam Arshtech Nasaid, why Alume Kama Alim Nala Milte? The very fact that he made him the Shaliach gives him the credibility to also testify about the thing. The very Bishila Amri Arshtech Nasaid, why? Since we say your Shaliach is like you, Havelek Gufe, it's like you're testifying about yourself. Alright. If a guy said to three people, go out and be Makadish a woman for me, so Chad Shaleach Ushnaim Eidin, Durabi Chavay. Chavay says, one of them is a Shaleach, the other two operate as Eidin. Vitilomim Kulam Shluchim Haim. They're all Shluchim, and then they can't be Eidin. Men Shaleach Nasa Eid. Now, Ankama Pli Gelab Shlosha, and their only Machloket is about three, where there's enough room for one guy to do what the Makadish originally requested, which is to be a Shaleach, and the other two could be Eidin. But if there's only two, then everybody seems to agree that it won't work because ein shleach nasei. So who de amar ki haitana? The fact is that Rav was evidently following the following version of the machloket. The Tanya, Rav Natan Omer v'chamar rim shleach ve'ed echad, a shleach and one aid are good enough because shleach nasei. V'chamar rim shleach u'shnei edim. You need to have two separate edim because ein shleach nasei. So for Rav Kibbeit Shammai, but then you're saying that Rav's position is Beit Shammai's position. That can't work. The answer is Epuch. We have to turn it around and have Beit Hillel being the one who says Shliach Ve'ed is good enough, Beit Shammai saying, no, you need two Eidim besides the Shaliach, according to Rabbi Natan. He had the opposite take. Rav Amar Ein Shliach Nasa'ed, Rabbi Shila Amar Ein Shliach Nasa'ed. And what's the halacha? Yechot HaShliach Nasa'ed. Halacha is like Rav in the first version, or Shila in the second version. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lishnaim Tzuvakad Shliach Ha'isha, continuing on that same theme. We're picking up on the position that Shliach Nasa'ed. So if you say the two guys, go and be Mekadish the woman, Hen Ein Shluchav, Hen Ein Eidav, the same guys are both Ishlichim, and they're both the Eidim Eidei Kedushin. V'chein B'Gerushin, V'chein B'dinim Amonot. The same thing applies in a get, the same thing applies in making a kinyan. Utsricha. The Medina Mamanot also has to do with paying back a debt. We'll see why that's the example. Tzricha. Why did Rav Nachman have to say this halacha in all three cases? Diashmenu Kiddushin. If he just said that it works in Kiddushin, yeah, Mishum to the Meisar Kati. I would say, sure, it works there because you're forbidding her. In other words, you're saying the Kiddushin is valid. And now she's not, and that's a Chumra. Aval Gerushin, Nechu Shemayinam Natan. But in the case of Gerushin, we should think that perhaps this fellow is lying. He shows up and says, your husband made me a shaliach to bring the get, and I'm the witness to it, because he wants to marry her. V'yashminim gerushin, and if I said that I knew that gerushin, it's valid, mishun de'itad alavei treilochazia. Two guys aren't going to collude on that, because one of them is not going to be able to marry her. Aval mamona e'mahani miflag palgi, but in the case of mamon, I might think that these two guys are colluding to get money out of a guy, and then they'll split the proceeds. Tzrichi. So therefore he had to say that hein ein shluchav, hein ein eidav works in all three cases. Now, Mike Asavar, parenthetically, what is Rav Nachman's position about the following problem? If he holds that if you borrow money in front of Eidim, it's not Pishtar. It's Melval Pet. That you have to pay it back in front of Eidim. So then, haninogim beiduninu. Then these two guys who are the shlichim delivering the money to the malva to pay back the loan, are nogim beedut. Why? Because the imrei lo parane, if they turn around and say, we didn't pay him back, amalu paruni, then the lov will say, give me back the money. He must hold that if you borrow money in front of Eidim, you do not have to pay it back in front of Eidim. You're believed to say it paid back. Umigo the Yochlem Ema Adrinal Malova, since they'd be believed to say we return the money to the Lova who sent us, Yochlem Ema part of the Malva, therefore they're believed to say we paid the Malva, and therefore they can be Edim. Hashdikun Rabbanu Shvua Tase, but we have to remember that after, at some point in the rabbinic period, the rabbis instituted a Shvua Taseit in a case where there is no Shvua Doraita, that's where you're Kofar Bakol, you deny any sort of debt. Therefore, Mishtavi Hani Edim Yavinale. Therefore, these Edim now have to testify if they're challenged. And the Malva says to Lova, you never paid me. The Lova says, I gave the money to these guys. They have to take a Shvua that they paid him. Mishtavi Malva to Lo Shakile, and the Malva has to take a Shvua that he never got any. Uparale Lova Lo Malva, and the Lova has to pay the Malva, which may mean he's paying him twice, but that was his bad choice to send these guys as a Shlichim. Now, back to our Mishnah. Ish Mekadesh Bito, we said he's Mekadesh Bito when she is a Na'ara, Ayideh himself or the Shaliach. Tanatam Na'ara Murasa, Hiva Via Mekabin Gita. This is the Mishnah Gitt in the sixth parak, that the Na'ara Murasa can accept her own get, or father can accept the get for a Na'ara. Tana, only the father could accept. A Bugerot, obviously the father's out of the picture. Question is, what's the status of a Na'ara? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Inshte Adam Zachot Kachat. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have two people having purview over the same person. Therefore, Ella Avia Makabla Gita. Rather, only the father can get it. According to Chachamim, the father could get it or she could get it. And then the Mishnah ends, V'choshe Inichol Ishmar Gita, Inichol Garesh. Anybody, a girl who's so young that she can't, doesn't know how to hold on to the get properly, doesn't understand what it is, can't get a get. That part doesn't concern us. Our main thing that concerns us is the machloket between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda about get. Now, I'm Rish Lakish, Kamachloket, but the Gerishin Kach Machloket, the Kiddushin. Rish Lakish is of the position that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan's dispute is paralleled in cloned in Kiddushin. Since Chachamim say a Na'ara can accept her own Kiddushin, or father can, Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the father can. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Machloket LeGerushin. He says no, the Machloket's only in Gerushin. Aval Kiddushin V'akol Aviyav Elohi. Everybody accepts Rabbi Yehuda's position when it comes to Kiddushin. Only father can accept Kiddushin. Now, so what's Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the Rabbanan? Why did they distinguish between Gerushin and Kiddushin? And Gerushin, they allow her to accept her own get, and Kiddushin, not to accept her own Kiddushin. So answer number one is Gerushin and Machnes, that small Rishut Avia, in Gerushin, she's bringing her back to herself, back to her father's house. So Benhi, Ben Avia. She's coming back to father's house, therefore she can do it, her father can do it. Kiddushin, Mafkat, that small Rishut Avia, but in Kiddushin, she's taking herself out of her father's house. She's now going to be connected to the future husband. Avia v'lohi, that without the father's permission doesn't work. That's way number one. But that doesn't work because Vare Ma'amar, Ma'amar, the Kenyan Kiddushin for a Shomeret Yavam, Tavkar Atzma Rishut Avia. She takes herself out of her father's Rishut by doing so. Utanan, what's the Mishnah say? And Yivamot Ketana Min Ayrusin, if you have a girl who is a Ketana, and she was only Meureset, and her husband died, and obviously without children, she falls to the brothers. Eino simba mamar elamidata via. They can only do mamar if father consents. V'anara, if she's an ara, ben midata tzma ben midata via. Whether it's her consent or father's consent. So you see that a na'ara alone can have consent for mamar. And mamar is parallel to Kiddushin. So why would Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbanan say only father? So, Elait Mar Hachit Mar. This must be the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef Hanina's explanation that we had before of her taking herself out of the reshut of the father being a difference has to be modified. Ma'atam Rabbi Yochanan, Libra Abonan, Kiddushin de Midata Avia Velohi. Kiddushin require consent. Normal Kiddushin require consent, therefore you need the father's consent. Gerushin de Balkorcha, Gerushin, of course, can be given without her consent. Therefore, Benhi Ben Avia. But we go back to Mamar. Hare Mamar, Demidata, Uktani Benhi Ben Avia. Same problem with Mamar. Mamar needs consent, and yet we say that she alone can do it. So Hatam Mamar de Bal Korcha. Now that's talking about the position that says Mamar can happen against her without her consent. For Rebbe He, Netanya, how said Mamar Bevimto Shalomidata? If you do Mamar without her consent, thrust Kiddushin into her hands. Rebbe Omer Kana, Chomim Lo Kana. My time to Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it works? After all, Mamar is a prequel to Bia of Yivama, which is Ma Bia de Yivama Val Korcha, Fachanam Val Korcha. We all know that Bia, for the Kinyan Yivama doesn't need her dot. Therefore, the same thing with Mamar. Rabban Sabi, what do they say? Yafinami Kedushin. No, Imamar is a parallel to regular Kedushin. Ma Kedushin midata, afachanam midata. Regular Kedushin needs her dot, so this also needs her dot. But my kamipalgi, so what's the machlok between Rabbi and Rabbanan? Rabbi Savar mili divam and miyavam avil melef. It's better to infer one principle of Yibum from another principle of Yibum. Yibum, the core principle is Bia. The application now is to Mamar. Just like Bia is Bal Korcha, so Mamar could be Bal Korcha. Rabbanan Savi Kiddushin, Mikiddushin, Tavila Melef. They said, no, we should use the model of Kiddushin that we know to apply this to this other kind of Kiddushin known as Ma'amar. All right, good. So Hachanan Mistabra, it makes sense that that's really what Rabbi Yochanan's saying. Kedekamataris Rabbi Yochanan, Minikhtani Sefer, because at the end of that statement about Ma'amar, it says, Masha'en Ken Bikiddushin. It shows up in our Gemara in parentheses. Masha'en Ken Bikiddushin. That the case of Ma'amar is different than Kiddushin, so therefore it must be utilizing Rebbe's position as saying that Ma'amar is fundamentally different than Kiddushin because of the issue of Dat. So that seems to be a challenge to Resh Lakish. So Amalach Resh Lakish, Haman Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the statement about Ma'amar is based on Rabbi Yehuda's position. He says that Ma'amar works, but not Kiddushin. Damar Ein Shtei Adayim Zochot Ke'achat. So Rabbi Yehuda, Masha'en Ken Mekiddushin, Masha'en Ken Megerushin in Ba'ilahu. Rabbi Yehuda should not have said, Ma'amar works if she's a Na'ara with only her consent, which is unlike, he should have said unlike Gerushin, not unlike Kiddushin. The answer is, Inachinami, you're right. I did a Tana Ma'amar, the Tana the Kiddushin, but since we're talking about Ma'amar, which is in the world of Kiddushin, Tana Mimashen can be Kiddushin. Therefore he said unlike Kiddushin, unlike regular Kiddushin. No, so Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ishtamimasa, and what Ma'amar? So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Ma'amar different than everything else? When everything else in Na'ara doesn't have the purview, and Ma'amar she does. The answer is, Hoyle is Kukavim at it. Because in the case of Ma'amar, she's already connected to the guy. There's a Zika. It's a question of just finishing the job. So therefore, we don't need the dot to the father. We already had the dot to the father when he married her off to the brother who died. So Ashtadad, Lahachi, once you come with that explanation, Rabbi Yochanan Ami lo tikshilach mikara. Your original question, Rabbi Yochanan, was not a problem. Shani Ma'amar holds kukavim at it, because we'll say Ma'amar is different than Kiddushin because there's a Zika. Now, Tanan, back to our Mishnah. Only he can do it, not his daughter. He can accept Kiddushin for his daughter when she's a Nara, not she. So Tivtur the Shlokish, that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that a Nara cannot accept her own Kiddushin. So the Chav Shlokish, he would answer as follows, Hanam Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah about Mamar is Rabbi Yehuda, and this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and they're all informed by the same position that says that a Nara doesn't have such rights over herself. But you can't say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because later on, in a further Mishnah in our Perek, which we understand a part of the same school, we have Ha'omer le'ishad kachili b'tmarazu, itkachili b'zu. If a fellow takes a few dates and says, Bimit Kadesh to me with this tamar, with this tamar, with this tamar, and the halacha is that there has to be a Shavah Pruta in at least one of them. You can't have the mass add up to Shavah Pruta. Why? Because Mantana Nikachi Itkachi, who is the Tana who says that by saying Itkachi Itkachi, each thing is then separate and one of them has to be enough? I'm Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. Tamar Shimon Shvu Alachol Achad Vechad. If five different people make a claim against somebody, and he says, Shvu, I don't owe any of you guys anything. And it turns out he's lying. He brings one korban. Only if he says, Shvu alo lecha, and Shvu alo lecha, you have to say the word Shvu each time. Then you're chayiv each time. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, therefore, is the author of our Mishnah, because later on, it's clearly Rabbi Shimon, Biprati, in this case of saying the dates, that he has to say, Kajshili bezu, Kajshili bezu, Kajshili bezu. If he doesn't say it that way, then all we need is for the entire group to be worth a Shavah Pruta. V'chitema kula Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to argue that, sure, perhaps the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, over prati savalek Rabbi Shimon, and he agrees with Rabbi Shimon on the issue of itkachili, 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 umi savalek, but he doesn't agree with that. V'atayin is ha'klal. What's Rabbi Yehuda's statement? Kalal eno chayev alachat, perat chayev al kol achat v'achat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you said one general rule, then you only chayev once for all the shvuot in there, but if you said the word shvuah on each one, then you're chayev separately. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shvua, Lolach, 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 Chayav Kol Achad V'Achad. He disagrees. So you say the word Shvua once, and he looks at one guy and says, not to you, and a Shvua, and not to you, and not to you, and I only said Shvua once, you're Chayav for each one. So Rabbi Yehuda cannot be the author of our Mishnah. Rabbalazar mer lolach, 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 velolach shvua, chayva kolachat vechad. Rabbalazar parenthetically says that if you put the word shvua at the end, then shvua devolves on each one of them. Rishimon takes the most lenient position, as it were, that you're not chayev for individual statements unless each one has its own word shvua. And that's our Mishnah. So, Ella, we have to flip it. Kulu Rabbi Shimon here. Our Mishnah is all Rabbi Shimon. Shlichut Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. He happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda about the, really, it's not really Shlichut, about the Na'ara's inability to accept her own Kiddushin. And of course, he has his own position about Prati. Now, enough of the story. Rav Asi lo alav emidrasha. One day Rav Asi didn't come to the base medrash of Rabbi Yochanan in Tveria. Ashkechel Rav Zeri, found Rav Zeri. Amarle, my amor ha'ina, be midrasha. What did I miss? What was going on? Amarle, af ana lo ayo. He said, I didn't go either. Rabbi Avin hu da ayo. Rabbi Avin went in, and he told me as follows. Chavruta kulur Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody in the base medrash agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. That the Rabbanan agree in Kiddushin, a Nara cannot accept her own Kiddushin. But Savach Rosh Lakish Kikruchia, and Rosh Lakish got up and yelled, V'yotzava Haita, Rosh Lakish's favorite Russian Kiddushin. The Kiddushin and Gerushin are parallel. And that means that if the Rabbanan hold in the case of Gerushin, she can accept her own get, they must hold in the case of Kiddushin, she can accept her own Kiddushin. V'leikad Ashkachpe, and nobody's paying attention to him. Fell on deaf ears. So Amrele, Rabbi Avin Bar Samchahu, so Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeira, since when can we rely on Rabbi Avin? About that report, it's kind of a fantastic report. Amarle in, he said, yes, you know why? Kamin yama latignihu. It's like a fish going from the water right into the fire. In other words, I caught him when he came right out of the Beit Midrash. You're right, maybe this Rabbi Avin a week later I wouldn't trust, but he was right out of the Beit Midrash. Literally, like from the water straight into the frying pan. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ana lo Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Chia, v'lo Rabbi Avin bar Kahana. My tradition is that one who gave the report was not that particular, el Rabbi Avin Stam, the famous Rabbi Avin, without a patronym. Lamanaf Kamina, who cares? As long as we got the report, we trust it. The answer is Lamirma Didei Adidei. Because if we find another conflicting report, we have to make sure before you do anything else that the conflicting report is really both in the name of the same person. So we want to identify who is this person. If we later hear a report that the Rabbi Avin Barchia says something different, you say, well, that's not a conflict because that's somebody else. So we have to identify who it is. Okay, we'll stop at this point. And here's Hashem pick up at the very, very bottom of Daf, Mem, Dalet, Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.